NATO has begun war games near Russia's border as tension simmers between the West and Russia over Ukraine. Nearly 5,000 troops and 800 military vehicles from 10 countries, including the US, Britain and Canada, are taking part in the Sabre strike exercises near the Latvian capital Riga. The Pentagon says it has deployed two nuclear-capable B-2 stealth bombers to a British airbase to join the maneuver later on. Russia objected to the war games, which moved to neighboring Lithuania on Tuesday, calling the move an act of aggression. The Russian foreign minister criticized the Western military bloc's expansion towards the Russian border. He says such moves are, quote, counterproductive. The exercises will continue until June 20th. Denmark, Finland and Poland are some of the other NATO members that are taking part. To discuss this more, let's go to Chicago and talk to Rick Rozoff, manager of Stomp NATO. Welcome, sir. Mr. Rozoff, first of all, how should Russia respond to NATO's provocative war game maneuvers?
Russia should have diplomatically and otherwise put a stop to NATO expansion at least a decade ago. That is, in 2004, the U.S.-controlled military bloc absorbed seven new nations at one time, all of them in Eastern Europe, including the three former Soviet Baltic republics of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. And immediately afterwards, under U.S. On U.S. instigation, regular air patrols were started by NATO out of an air base in Lithuania, which have been occurring for over a decade now. A comparable air base has been upgraded by the U.S. and NATO in Estonia, as well as Latvia, so that the entire Baltic region right now has been turned into a forward operating base, if you will, for NATO, where regular war games are occurring in addition to the air patrols I'm talking about. Russia should, both in the United Nations and in whichever other fora are available, demanded an immediate cessation to NATO expansion and build up along its western borders, as well as initiating a call by other nations of the world for the abolition of NATO.
And of course, there's been short negotiations between the leaders of Russia, Ukraine and Europe. What is the likelihood that there would be a political solution to this crisis as opposed to a military escalation in this region?
That would assume that both sides want a political resolution of the crisis, and that's transparently not the case. The U.S. and its NATO allies and its billionaire oligarch client or puppet, Petro Poroshenko in Kiev, have no desire whatsoever to resolve this amicably. Quite the opposite. Mr. Poroshenko is conducting, I believe it's day 55 of a military onslaught against his own citizens in the southeastern provinces of Lugansk and Donetsk. That is, there's a full-fledged war being waged in Europe right now with the blessing, if not at the direction of the United States and NATO. So to suggest they want a peaceful resolution of the crisis in Ukraine is not the case whatsoever. And in fact, they're hoping they can continue the military offensive until to completion, which means really the extermination of anti-fascist elements in southeastern Ukraine.
And of course, what are the chances that the West would abandon Ukraine if things don't go as the West wants?
The United States and its NATO allies announced formally in a NATO summit in Bucharest, Romania, 6 years ago, 2008, that both Ukraine and Georgia would become full members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And immediately after Georgia initiated a war with Russia 6 years ago in 2008, the same year, you'll note, over South Ossetia, the U.S. and NATO immediately stepped and created entirely new partnership mechanisms for further integrating Ukraine into the North Atlantic bloc. So there's no indication whatsoever the West has abandoned its plan to move NATO directly up to Russia's western frontiers along the Ukrainian border, as well as consolidate control of the Black Sea, where the other littoral nations, except for Russia, and I'm talking about Bulgaria, Romania, and Turkey, are already members of NATO.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Rick Rozoff, manager of Stomp NATO from Chicago. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.